Today is Tuesday, February 23rd. Actress Dakota Fanning is 27 years old today. Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. A local business owner has given the $1,000 collected through a Christmas display to Must Ministries. Commissioners are looking at extending the development moratorium in Hickory Flat. A Woodstock Girl Scout is being honored at the 2021 Gold Award Ceremony. The Canton City Council has approved golf cart use in River Green. And Cobb County reports its lowest daily COVID-19 case number since November. Plus, we'll talk with the licensed counselor from Woodstock who's trying to break down the stigmas that surround the idea of going to therapy. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Through the efforts of one local business owner during the Christmas season, the Must Ministries organization received a sizable donation to help those in need during a difficult time. Mark Pretorius with Massage Envy visited the Must Ministries Center in Canton last Wednesday morning to present the agency with $1,000 collected through a Christmas display in his front yard. Must Ministries will use the money to help with food assistance and help with rent and utilities. The organization has handed out approximately 2 million pounds of food since the pandemic began, while Must Ministries is currently on track to provide 2.5 million pounds of food to its clients in 2021. The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners approved calling for a public hearing to extend a development moratorium in the Hickory Flat community. County development staff have been working on an area plan for the Hickory Flat area similar to that seen in the southwest portion of the county. A development moratorium was put into place while the area plan is in development. However, the moratorium currently in place for Hickory Flat is set to expire on March 16th. During the public comment portion of the meeting, the board heard from a handful of residents living in the vicinity of the planned roundabout at the intersection of Cox Road and Wiley Bridge Road who had concerns about the proposed changes. Woodstock native and Girl Scout Ambassador Alanis Laney Broussard will be honored as part of a 2021 Gold Award Ceremony, celebrating an accomplishment that less than 6% of Girl Scouts from across the country achieve. Broussard and 93 other local Girl Scouts will be honored at a socially distant ceremony at Truist Park on Sunday, March 9th, which is both International Women's Day and the first day of Girl Scout Week. The 94 honorees collectively earned more than 90,000 hours of community service. Broussard was featured in the USA Today Coronavirus Chronicles. She went on to graduate in the top 5% of her class. She's currently in her freshman year at Boston University, where she's majoring in broadcast journalism and minoring in political science on a full tuition scholarship. She also serves as a broadcast journalist and crew member of BUTV10 and a news correspondent with WTBU. She was featured recently in Shout Out Atlanta and has been selected to speak at the TEDx Penn 2021 conference on April 10th. The Canton City Council has approved a request to create a personal transportation vehicle district at River Green in Canton, which sets rules and regulations for the use of golf carts in the community. The district and the city's ordinance would help deal with issues in that community pertaining to traffic violations and underage driving of golf carts, ATVs, and similar vehicles. With approval, the River Green HOA will adopt the city ordinance on personal transportation vehicles, which will put rules and regulations in place to help ease these concerns. One of the rules will be the requirement of a valid Georgia driver's license to operate a golf cart on the road.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey, Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Cobb County reported 95 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday, the lowest daily count since November 30th. The seven-day moving average was at 142 cases per day as of Sunday, which is also the lowest number since November 30th. The average had shot up to more than 500 cases per day in January. In periods of low case numbers, the county has averaged 30 to 60 cases per day. Cobb County recorded an additional 8 deaths, 13 hospitalizations, and 157 new confirmed coronavirus cases, bringing the total for the county to 54,598. And now community reporter J.P. Edwards is with Jared Pogue, the host of the Restoration Counseling Podcast, to talk about how he's trying to break down the stigmas that surround the idea of going to therapy.
My goal with this podcast is to introduce people to the world of therapy that have either like stigma or maybe are kind of like weary of it or uncertain. I think that's a lot of people. I think that's a good amount of people, truth be told, that have this, I'm uncertain if I'm really to make this, you know, like I don't think I'm that crazy type of mentality. The podcast is the gateway in to let you know, hey, counseling's super normal and super healthy, and people that are on an everyday street, they are in therapy and it's making their lives better. So you should come on in, join the fun.
Jared Pogue is the host of Restoration Counseling Podcast. He works at Restoration Counseling of Atlanta right here in Woodstock. In fact, you say that you're the face of the office because you're the first guy that you see.
Exactly. I'd also say I'm the voice of the office, thanks to the podcast.
Who's it for? Who's supposed to be listening to this?
I want everybody to be listening to this. At the end of the day, this is going to be for parents that are trying to understand the issues that their teens are facing. I often think there's bad representation of some of these issues. If you're looking for specific episodes, you can check out some of my episodes on cutting, for example. That was a very, very popular, in fact, one of our top five most popular episodes. I want parents to be listening to this, and I want them to be able to send this to their kids to give them a resource. I want them to see that they're not the only ones dealing with these issues and that these are actually really normal things that you're going through. So as parents listen, they pass it to their teens, and maybe they can even listen to it together, come around and start having some harder conversations.
Jared Pogue, you're trying to really affect change across the world from right here in Woodstock. You're a licensed professional counselor. You're hosting this podcast, Restoration Counseling Podcast. And then have you had anybody listen to some of your episodes and then and reach out to you because you touched them?
Yes, I've had a number of people locally within the Woodstock area that have found my podcast one way or another, either through a connection or a colleague, or often sometimes just a neighbor that knows the work that I do. They send it off to a friend, and that friend reaches out to me later on and says, hey, listen, you know, I'm struggling with this, or my son's really having some big problems with this. I could use a little bit of help here. Would you be willing to meet with him, right? They'll always cite the podcast as a thing that gave them an ability to talk about a hard and difficult conversation.
And you feel like that's opening doors for parents with their teenagers.
Absolutely. It moves a topic from taboo or misunderstood to casual, common, everyday. I think it helps sort of embrace the idea of being human very well.
One of the things I like that you have online, it says not everyone needs therapy, but certainly everybody needs a little help now and again.
Absolutely. I was very intentional about that tagline. I actually spent a number of weeks trying to craft that because I really wanted to get some of the messaging down on this, that I understand both professionally and personally all of the hurdles there is to therapy. And I think we're very quick to lump people into the, how do you say, crazy category. Some of us, certainly not all of us, and things are changing, but I wanted to be a part of that change. I wanted to say, hey, listen, like, no, this isn't a thing you do when somebody's broken or when somebody's falling apart. The truth is, like, we're kind of all this way all the time. We're just not showing it. We're just not displaying it that much. It's very indirect is a term that I like for this. So I want everyone to see, like, hey, we all need help from time to time. We all need something. Call it counseling, you know, call it coaching, call it whatever you have to call it at the end of the day. But I think we all need somebody who's going to be there with us, who deeply understands and isn't going to be trapped by facades or difficult conversations.
Jared Pogue is a licensed professional counselor. He's the host of Restoration Counseling Podcast, and he works at Restoration Counseling of Atlanta right here in Woodstock. And you said that the podcast is opening up doors for you. Are you reaching people all across the country?
My reach originally was certainly aimed more locally. I have found that is not the case. Believe it or not, more than just people from Woodstock are on the internet. I was surprised just as much as you were. I've had a lot of reach out from about the Seattle area as well as the California area. I have to imagine that a lot of that has to do with just the general sort of culture being more looking for that. It could have to do with population as well. But I've had people reach out from New York. I've had people reach out from Texas. I've had people reach out from Oklahoma. I know that there is at least one person who's listening overseas, all the way out. And I know some part of Eastern Africa, but I don't remember which part. So I thought that was really amazing.
What common threads are you seeing with people from right here in our community with bringing to you about their teenagers?
Certainly right now, certainly in the past year, I mean, COVID is going to be the biggest one. Right. I know we're all tired of talking about it, but it's not so much the direct effects that have been such a big deal. There are plenty of cases like that. It's the indirect that's been the hardest part. I'm finding a lot of people, especially with their teenagers, are incredibly isolated during this time. And isolation is a strange thing because isolation in and of itself for some of us is nice. I typically like my time alone. It's a very wonderful thing. But after it goes past a certain point, it becomes poisonous. It becomes toxic in a lot of ways. So you have people who've got some underlying things that have already been bothering them. They get turned up to 11 thanks to this isolation because they don't have their friends close by to talk to anymore. Or more importantly, they don't feel like anyone else is experiencing what they're experiencing. So the things they might start turning to, or at least maybe leaning into more than they normally would, are beginning to very much eat away, not just at them, but at the family. So you're seeing a lot of anger outbursts. You're seeing a lot of eating disorders. You're seeing a lot, not much surprise here, of depression-based issues, right? People are really facing these things. These are our neighbors. These are not, you know, someone that we don't know far away. These are the people next door. It's hard to see it, but I assure you it's there.
Jared Pogue is a licensed professional counselor from Restoration Counseling of Atlanta. You can find him online on the Restoration Counseling Podcast, and he works right here in Woodstock. Thank you for joining us here on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's a real honor.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.